Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live from the ESPN 690 Anajar and Levine Studios.
This is Action Sports Jacks with Frank Martineau.
There's a lot of motivation. I mean, besides last year, obviously, individually, you know, personally, I want to prove that I belong here and that I'm the player that I believe I am, and this organization believes I am. And then as a team, I think we have a lot to prove. Just didn't have a great year last year, and I know the guys in this locker room are ready to prove some stuff this year. So having that motivation, and then just having this new opportunity to get a clean slate, everybody starts at the bottom, and having a chance to work your way up, you know, that's a special opportunity that we got this year, and we got a good enough group to win as many games as we want to. We just got to make that decision and be prepared, and we'll have a good year.
That is Trevor Lawrence. That's your quarterback, and he remains undefeated behind a microphone.
Undefeated, never lost. Call him LeVar Ball.
I mean, I almost want to go take 5 minutes and just dissect that soundbite. That's how much I love the soundbite.
I don't.
Like, I really love the soundbite.
It's a good sound, but, you know.
Yeah, but I think, like, sometimes I think we, like, we're so used to sound, so we just play. Like, that is not, again, I don't think Zach Wilson's giving that soundbite. I don't think Justin Fields giving that soundbite.
Zach don't need to, bro. He don't need to give no special sound.
But
his actions speak words.
I just think he... The big question about Trevor Lawrence coming into the NFL was, would he be able to handle failure?
Check.
It was a huge question. He got punched in the mouth 14 times last year. Guy who had lost like four games in his previous seven seasons playing football. He's with an organization that's actually won four games over two seasons.
Amen.
And it just is hand. I mean, again, we can go back. I'm not talking about last year and all the distraction stuff, but how he puts it this year, it's like he talks to the fan, he talks to the media and answers the question, and he talks to his own guys. Like that part in there where he says, we're good enough to be as good as we want to be. We just got to decide to do it. I mean, that's like, it's like a coach before a game type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let's decide then.
Well, let's decide. I know. If you're going to decide, then let's decide yes.
Let's just win. Instead of deciding to not, let's just do it, you know?
Yeah, we're going to decide one way or another. Let's decide to win.
Yeah. If that's all it takes is a decision, you know, 17-0, I won't even complain if you're 10-7.
Do you still have that soundbite? Because just give me the first, like, 7 or 8 seconds of it, even though I could listen to the whole 23.
All right. I'll give you 10 seconds.
There's a lot of motivation. I mean, besides last year, obviously, individually, you know, personally, I want to prove that I belong here and that I'm the player that I believe I am, and this organization believes I am.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's it. Like, that's 2022. That's the season. Like, hey, Jazz, I don't know if you, like, they already push out, like, some slogan. Like, I don't know if they have a slogan for 2022.
It's not own it.
No, not all in.
No.
That was like Schott's first year. It was all in. And own it was obviously last year. But you take that, the last like 7-8 seconds of that soundbite, you put that quote all around town. And I just love that Trevor understands it. Like, he's basically like, I expect to be that. And I know this organization expects to be that. And I know you expect me to be this. And that's what this motivation's about for this year. I mean, that's basically his slogan. Like, I feel like if you could take a quote and put it above his locker for every day that he comes in to see practice and meeting rooms and games and the rest, like, that will be it. I don't think he needs it because I think he understands it. He gets it. But, I mean, yeah, the expectations are big. Delphonic says expectations were high on my end. That was about my envelope.
It was.
Not Trevor.
Yeah, it was.
But I think the expectations are high on Trevor. And that's real. The expectations for the Jacksonville Jaguars are not high. The expectations for Trevor Lawrence in year two are high because this is the year a lot of guys around the league have taken off. Now, again, you can compare all those guys. You can throw them all at me if you want. Led by Patrick Mahomes, and I understand it. But the thing that this young man doesn't have that those guys did have is continuity. He's got to start all over. And so I'm not sure that's like it's fair to say, hey, he's going to take that boom step like that a lot of these guys did. I think that's maybe a bit unreasonable, but he's going to be a heck of a lot better than 12-17. Touchdowns to picks. He's got to find more wins than three. He's got to do a lot more things better. And I think that expectation is his, ours, everybody else's. And we can see if it plays out. Let's get Steven on the line. He's been hanging around. Man, oh, man, where has Steven been this summer? He is back as football season begins. Calling from a tunnel. What's up, Steven?
No, I'm just on the highway, not a tunnel. But, hey, it's been a while, Brent.
Yeah, man.
I got a big question for you, and I want to get your thoughts on it. And this in regards to Trayvon Walker. And I learned a stat, and I just want to get your thoughts on it. You know, back in 1982, stats became a stat.
Yes.
Since then, only 8 edge rushers have been taken at number one. The staff record for a number one edge guy is at 7 right now, set by Myles Garrett. I want to get your thoughts on, do you think Trayvon Walker could beat that? Because all he needs is half a sack to beat 7. And for the fans out there, that tells me a lot about everybody's expectations about wanting their number one overall pick edge rusher to get double-digit sacks, because history shows that it doesn't happen. And I'll take your comments, though.
Thanks, Steven. Good to hear from you, man. By the way, like, in my mind, Glenn says, is Steven calling from the Yellowstone Ridge? I'm not sure. That's a good one. I feel like, you ever see Teen Wolf, or are you too young?
I've seen Teen Wolf.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, Michael J. Fox.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Steven right now is up on top of the van surfing.
That's a good one.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where
bad.
I feel like he's calling from there. It's like if Teen Wolf had a phone, he would have AirPods in from the top of the van surfing.
Oh, that was awesome. That was by the way, I'm very surprised you've seen Teen Wolf.
Yeah, that's a great one. Teen Wolf was great. Like, I must have been like right in the middle of come out right. What,
yeah.
I don't know what year it would have come out.
It was before Back to the Future, right? Or was it after?
Nah, I think it would have been after.
Okay.
I think. But anyway, that was, I mean, where does he find these phone? Like, does he just drive with the windows down?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. It's freeing to drive with your windows down the interstate.
Yeah,
not many
cool.
People can do it, right? You have to be a certain type of person. I appreciate that Steven can do it.
Yeah.
I'm not tough enough. My dad drives on the interstate without doors on his Jeep, right? I'm not tough enough for that. I turn the air on, listen to some Logic, I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I'm not tough enough for the windows and doors situation. So props to Steven, no doubt.
Okay, so I think I understood is what he was asking.
Yeah. I'll help if you need help.
But he said for a rookie edge rusher,
mm-hmm.
The highest sack record, what did he say the number was? Did he say 7?
And a half, I think.
That seems awfully low. The most sacks a rookie edge rusher has had since 1982 is Myles Garrett at 7.5. I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Micah Parsons had 13, but he wasn't labeled like an edge guy.
Right.
So I think there's
maybe
a little caveat there.
I don't know.
Yeah, did he say number? He might have said number one pick.
Yeah. No, that's what it was. 100%. 100%. I remember it now.
Okay.
Because of the window. But
Well, I was having a hard time understanding. 7 sacks for a number one pick. Okay.
So all he needs is 7.5.
I see what he's saying. Yeah, I think he's capable. Like,
bro, now Steven's on YouTube. How did he get on?
Don't text and drive. I won't say what I was going to say, but the 7 sacks doesn't seem like much.
No.
Like, I think they're going to give him opportunities. Keep this in mind. I think...
That's a crazy stat, though.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So does that mean there's been a lot of busts? There haven't been a ton of guys
or just
picked number one that were edge guys, right, over the years.
We'll get, yeah.
The list is
Was Clowney
small.
Number one?
Clowney was number one because...
So he was bad, too. Wow.
Yeah, Clowney was definitely number one because I think the Jags picked... Was that the Bortles year?
Feels like it.
I went to the pro day. I remember that. 2014. Yeah, he was one. And then I was wondering, I thought, because I thought they had the third pick with Bortles, and they did. Jags had the third pick. St. Louis picked Greg Robinson second.
Ooh.
So let's just tell it. Here's what Clowney had.
Low-key, the Jags might have did better than those other two teams.
Well, Clowney and his, yeah, that's a good point. That's fair.
Yeah.
Clowney had, he only played four games that first year. So he hasn't, I mean, so that goes into it too.
Yeah.
Bottom line is seven sacks.
Seven and a half.
I want to say like, yeah. I mean, it just doesn't seem like that much. But I always go back to something that folks told me like years ago when maybe it was like a Dante Fowler year, right? And this was early on in Dante Fowler. And it's like, listen, sometimes it takes a little time for edge guys, especially to get the numbers and get after the quarterback. And Myles Garrett, who's fantastic, is a good example of that. I mean, he just had seven sacks. And now he's like a 15 sack a year guy. So it shows that it takes a little bit of time. And a lot of people will tell you, that have played that position and have been in the NFL, that it can take as much as 2 or 3 years, which maybe can give a little hope to like a guy like Kalyvon Chaisson to get going. And I think what Steven's saying is history kind of says that a little bit. Now, it doesn't mean you can't make an impact, but your numbers might not show. Let's liken it to the conversation we have sometimes about tight end. It's very hard for a tight end as a rookie to come in and make a big, big impact. The trend doesn't show that. There are examples of it. But the trend does not show that. Sometimes it takes good 2-3 years for a guy to develop into who he's going to be at the tight end spot. And I would say the defensive end position is similar to that. Now, listen, Josh Allen came in 10 and a half sacks. He was playing with a pretty good roster at that time on that D-line. He wasn't the number one overall pick. So,
but now you might be able to.
So if you say that. 10 and a half sacks for Josh Allen in year one, why couldn't Trayvon Walker have seven, which would almost eclipse his whole college total? And there's a caveat in here, okay, that I think this organization, this team, this defense, I think they want to showcase him and show that they made the right call. And if you don't think that's part of it, well, I think you're being a bit naive. That's part of it. And this goes back to like my Trevor conversation last year, like, hey, coaching staff, get him to 10 touchdowns before, like, middle of December, please. Mm-hmm. Like, you can manufacture that. I'm not saying you can manufacture sacks, but you can set up defensive schemes and plays and to highlight a guy and calls. And I think Trayvon will be featured in a lot of this. I think Josh Allen will be, too. But I think Trayvon will have opportunities to get home. So it shows that, look at this guy isn't just athletic, isn't just good against the run, but look at his Pro Football Focus numbers. That's not going to help the narrative. It's better if he has 8-9 sacks in his rookie year. That will then set the tone for maybe his career and the expectations and what they did. And while they nailed it at number one, Jags knew what they were talking about. Like, listen, I'm not saying that they sit there and have meetings about this stuff, but that should be part of conversations. Because in an organization that has lacked seriously good narratives over the years, if you can control them a little bit or at least try to exacerbate them a little bit and showcase the guys that you picked at the top, which is why ETN should get the ball quite a bit this year too, mm-hmm. and Devin Lloyd should be featured at times, like, yeah, do that. Because this is an organization that's failed in the first round. They need Trevor. They need Trayvon. They need ETN. They need Lloyd. They need those guys to play well. And any positivity around that building, especially early on, is good. And, well, last year wasn't good for the two first rounders, quite frankly. This year, maybe they can reverse that. And Lloyd to the lesser degree. Trevor, they need to get him going early. I said this before. If he can have 7-2 out of the gates, like 7 touchdowns, 2 picks, that's a nice start. That will change things up. Now you start projecting, right? And I'm saying in the first 3 weeks, even. That's not crazy.
It's doable. Oh, they're playing the Commanders.
That's not crazy anyway. It's like a shade over 2 touchdowns a game average in his first 3 weeks.
Jags, though.
Should be fine. Like, you can do that. Then he's going to not make mistakes. If you can get ETN the football and then we start building this, wow, man, this is what we were missing last year. Jags would have been better last year if they had ETN, but he was hurt. Oh, okay, boom. Now you go into month two with Doug Peterson and you're starting to feed off those guys and you feed off Trevor's early success and, wow, look what ETN can be. Well, if you can do that on the same side, the other side of the ball in this year's draft with especially Trayvon Walker, who is going to be under the microscope, not to the degree a guy like Trevor was last year, but he's going to, and that's probably the degree of Christian Kirk, but he's going to be a bit under the microscope because there are there's definitely a segment of the population that are scratching their heads at why did the Jags do this, and can they get the results even though the numbers didn't show in college. So I think to answer Steven's question just point blank, I'm not predicting he gets 7.5, but I think it's certainly a reasonable expectation.
Yeah.
I think it's certainly a reasonable expectation.
Agreed. I didn't realize, by the way, the stat as we talked about. So now, if he gets like 5 sacks, kind of on pace with the other dudes.
It's really not bad. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, if I wouldn't have thought about that, right? Until we would have gone back and eventually done this research in like February. We'd have been like, how does 5, you know, match up? And then we'd feel okay about it. But now I'm like, hey, you know, 5, 6, 7, that'd be really good in terms of what history has told us. Now, please, by all means, get 12. Yeah. You know, don't stop at 7.5. Go get 12, 13. You know, I'm not going to be mad at you. I think it's fascinating, though. It's a very weird. That's like a good trick question stat. Nobody's guessing that.
That is a, well, I didn't even know if I heard it correctly. That's how trick question it is. Mm-hmm. And you got the caveat there is there's a small sample, even since 1982, that's 40 years, of number one draft pick edge rushers. So your pool of candidates is small. You get a guy like Clowney, who obviously didn't even play most of his first year in the league. Boom, you eliminate another one. So
Myles Garrett's great,
but I think the Myles Garrett one is really a good, that's a good illustration. What I would do is I'd take the pool a little deeper and see, like, where does that show out on, like, a top 10? Take a top 10 pick who's considered, like, this lottery pick, right? This Pro Bowl-esque kind of player that feels like should make an impact, boom, from day one. Where does that number fall if you did the average or like, good? Is that still around 7? And, again, we've got somebody here that we can actually, like, There's Josh Allen. He was the 7th overall pick. And he had 10.5 sacks.
Yeah.
So should that be the measuring stick? Now, he hasn't had 10.5 since.
Somewhere between 7.5 and 10.5.
But I will say this, and this is just to punctuate my thought on how the storylines can help shape how you feel. I think most of Jacksonville feels really good about Josh Allen as a football player.
Factual.
But aren't they really just basing that off his rookie season?
Also factual.
And I love Josh Allen.
Love him.
But he, second year, obviously got hurt, didn't play as much last year. Had one big, 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 big game. Better than the other Josh Allen.
Oh, that other Josh Allen was looking dumb, stupid.
And outside of that, I think he did some things, but he wasn't like, wow.
Yeah.
And so we're still working off that first year of 10.5 to say, hey, I did it. I can do this.
Yeah.
And now that's why this is a big year even for Josh to say, hey, I can do this again as the front man of the band now.
Well, I think I said this a couple days, weeks ago on OT, like who's super important for them to win games. And I think it's Josh because they haven't helped him, in fairness. They haven't really brought any pass rush in to help him. They've literally gotten rid of people that helped him. So he's been one man band in this whole time. You now use the number one pick as a guy that should be able to help take some of the pressure off of him. So now I think it's time for Josh to go back to those double-digit sack numbers. If he doesn't, then I think we're having a different conversation at this time next year.
Yeah, and listen, I'll be on record as saying I think they should already pay him. Like, I've got enough confidence in Josh where I think it could do wonders. And I don't need – as we get closer to the season, I feel like their locker room's in good shape. I feel like what Doug Peterson has done is in good shape. I'm not sure I feel as strong as I did back in February or March that, hey, if you do this, what would it say to the locker room? Like, is that needed? I don't know. I probably thought it was needed in February and March coming off like a 7-week coaching search and a disaster of a year. I probably feel a little bit differently about that now. And so they maybe are better off waiting and seeing how he does. But I also, if he does do well, like if he has 10 sacks by Thanksgiving, I'm giving him that contract in December, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm doing it. Like,
yes,
boom.
100%.
And get to the, make it happen.
Yes.
As quick as you can. And I don't even know if they would do that, but I remember they did that with, I feel like Cinderic Marks. I think they did a contract extension with him in the month of December one time. That's really the only time I remember it with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, I haven't had a lot of guys to go extend over the years. But anyway, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, big deal. I think 7 sacks is really a doable thing.
Same.
For Trayvon. And, of course, that's because I'm a big Trayvon fan. Like, I think it was a good pick at number one. And so I would be bullish that he can get there. But, man, it'd be a lot of good feelings and good words said about the Jacksonville if he can actually accomplish that.
Yeah.
And go out and do it. And for guys like me, because then I could.
Yeah, you could.
And I haven't been able to do that much in 15 years here.
Hey, I just looked up at the TV, bro, and they're talking about Trevor, and it's a ball going through LaVisca's hands and picked off in Tennessee. Like, I literally look up, and that's the play they're showing.
Did they show training camp today? I was like, I didn't see that out there, training camp today.
No. They were showing that.
I only saw one ball, and I don't think I saw every pass, but I think I saw one ball hit the ground from Trevor. And it was like, I think it was a little miscommunication with him and Marvin Jones on the route. Or it might just sail them. It was
so you're telling me the completion percentage is very high.
Very high today, yes, but it should be. Yeah. That's another thing now. Again, if you think about all the things I've accumulated in talking and having conversations over the years when it comes to camp and how's it look and what's it going to be. Well, one of the things is it's that people will say that those quarterbacks that are good, ball didn't touch the ground much. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the best. Remember, if you go all the way back to like the Blake Bortles 5-interception practice years and years ago, like yeah. I was like, well, people don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you know who did have, I think, like a 5-interception practice last year? I'm pretty sure.
Trevor?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. He did.
Pretty sure he did.
I mean, all right, you know what's worse than a 5-interception practice?
A 5-interception game?
Yeah.
That is true.
Or a 4.
We'll be back. Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690. Plenty of Trevor talk. Undefeated behind a microphone. Good question by Steven.
Never knows.
Steven, we appreciate you working hard, man. And thanks for the good fun on the truck. Roll up the windows, maybe. He said, sorry, I drive a big work truck. So that's pretty much the wind hitting the truck at 70 miles an hour.
Bro, this man is a multitasker. He's working. He's on YouTube. He's calling. This is wild.
Be safe out there, Steven.
Yeah, I know. We can't advise you to do this, but we appreciate you here.
You know, Steven, like, left.
Yo.
He thought he went to, like, ESPN 690, the desert.
We thought he went to 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, another one.
Yeah. And we just call it in the morning, couldn't figure out why they weren't talking football. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's so you can talk Ariana Grande or something.
Yeah, you know, their gig is whatever. We're having a better time, I guarantee you that, Brent.
Yeah, we'll be back. Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690.
Well, we're in this acclimation phase right now, so it's much like OTAs, you know, where there's not a lot of physical contact, but it's sort of an acclimation of getting back out here on the practice field and running around. The way practices are scheduled from a time standpoint allows the players to kind of build some tolerance in their bodies here in the next couple of days before we put the pads on.
That is Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. Head coach. I like acclimation. I was thinking of that word. It's a good word.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's a word I've found like I've had to use over. It's a good word in the sports world because people transition from one place to another.
Yeah, they got to acclimate.
Yeah, sure. In our business, like what other way would you say it? Like get used to.
Familiarize yourself.
Like, yeah, get comfortable. Like, yeah. What the hell does that mean? Acclimate just sounds so studious.
It does.
But not like. I'm way smarter than you were.
Yeah, I don't feel like from that sound, but I don't feel like Doug's that much smarter than me. He is 100%. But
oh, yeah.
He didn't show off.
You.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But sometimes I love Bob Costas.
Oh, boy.
But Costas sometimes, like, think people criticize because it's like he's almost like talks with a vocabulary too high.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. He did a really good interview with Tony Oliva. Yesterday for the Hall of Fame stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Costas is awesome. I like Costas as a guy. Grew up in the business. I think he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I would say, like, so that's why acclimate's a good word. That's not, like, talking over anybody's head, but it's still, like, a solid word. I said a good word last week, didn't I? I think I just said it today, exacerbate. I've used it twice in 2 weeks. Might be a go-to now.
Hey, well done.
Be careful.
Don't exacerbate it.
We have like a button to push if I have too many exacerbates.
Yeah, I can make a button. I got plenty of buttons that I still haven't used. Remember the Jets button? I can't wait to start using that.
I can get on a word kick.
I have multiple buttons that I can't play that you've said. messing up commercials or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Bleep that out at the very least.
Yeah, they're good. I have them on the computer.
Brent Martin, Casey Kurtz here on a Monday. Hope you like the new look on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Thanks to Casey and Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Schachter, who will join us, I think, like...
So
is he ever going to join us again?
Here's the thing. Like, is he on the show now?
Like, I think. But I haven't seen him in, like, weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe tomorrow.
Did you guys like Aaron? If you're on the stream, just let us know if you liked him.
He's hire also, him or fire him
by
today.
The way, he's also on the stream currently, so be careful with that. But, yeah, just let us know how you felt about him.
I think he'll be joining the show, but I honestly haven't seen him
in
weeks.
He went on a Disney cruise, and as far as I'm concerned, they left him in one of those countries. Yeah. Like, I have no idea.
He's on the private island.
Like, I've barely even texted with him, except for yesterday when he called me out.
He did call you out. I liked it.
That was dumb.
A lot of fun.
Delphonic wants to keep Aaron.
That's so I think, Aaron is good. He'll be back tomorrow. He says he's going to be here tomorrow.
Cap.
But the bottom line is he did a nice job with you on the stream. So even if he doesn't, at least he left us in a good place.
He really did.
Even if he doesn't come back.
Yeah, and wait. Let me tell you something. Wait till you see the OT one.
Let me guess. It's better.
Wouldn't say better.
You like it better.
Oh, I like it.
That's
it was
good.
Like
you should like it.
We floated around the idea of using it for the actual this show.
Okay.
And then Aaron was like, we can't because like it's too much for 3 hours. And I said, you know what it's perfect for?
An hour.
1 hour.
That's good.
I get electric.
It's electric.
Literally, listen, I say a lot of things are electric. When you come to OT today at 6 o'clock, Aaron specifically told me do not use the scenes. They're not ready. So we're going to use them, right? Because I don't listen to rules. And I'm telling you, you're going to look at it and you're going to go, that is electric.
I like it. I can't wait to see it now. You got me excited. It's a heck of a tease.
It's incredible.
Hopefully that's not an overpromise and underdeliver moment for you, but we'll find out.
It's going to be the best moment of the show when it pops up. Because Middleton hasn't seen it either. He has no clue. Nobody has any idea but me and Aaron.
Yeah, so while we're talking about the show, I mean, show update. Like, yeah, we're here. We're going. Aaron's going to join us. Bailey. Aaron, you can hear on the Eagle as well, of
Did
course.
You say
in the
Bailey?
I said Daly.
Oh.
I
was like,
and
Bailey.
We are working on a couple other things that I kind of wish I had done by now, but they're taking a little longer.
Yeah, I know. What the heck?
So.
Dude, we had weeks and weeks off.
Yep, I know.
You did less
stuff
than me.
Takes time. No, that's not true. Well.
Yeah, it is.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, you did. I meant to say I did less than you. Sorry.
But. Sometimes these things take time. So you got to. I got to told you guys, said, listen, I don't want to go with it unless we're ready to go. With what we got.
Yeah.
But so we had this.
You want to give the people a teaser, though? Like just a little something?
Nah, not really.
Dude.
Nope. Nope. I want to make sure I got everything in
okay.
order.
Sorry, people. I'm trying to get it out of them.
Well, and it's a weird teaser. Like, I kind of wanted to unveil everything, get going with some of the stuff. I also don't want to overplay anything.
Deliver. Tell you what.
But this week. But then we go to Canton next week, so it's kind of a weird week. So I'm thinking now, like, we're maybe a couple weeks away from some of this other stuff. But either way, it's good to be here. And I like the screen. If you watch on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, I hope you like it, too.
Yeah.
That gives me some freshness in my life. I needed that. It's getting a little stale.
It really was.
Is this, by the way, you said, like, you don't follow rules. Is this the longest you've ever kept a job?
No.
Oh, it's not?
Maybe.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah.
It's like, because you're, like, this is a good job for you.
It's not bad. It's not a bad job, though.
Well, it's a good job for you because, like, you don't have, like, a ton of oversight.
Okay, so Bossman Jim, you guys don't really know Bossman Jim, but he's in charge of us now.
Yeah. We went, like, for eight months out of your first year, we had, like, no boss.
So I told Bossman Jim, he's like, hey, you know, we should sit down. Like, I want to help you work some stuff. And it clicked in my head at that moment. I was like, I haven't had a boss the whole time I've been here. Like, Nick was here, right? But, you know, Nick had some other stuff going on. And then Aaron, it's a very confusing situation, folks. But the point of the story is, yeah, the boss has been minimal in my life to this point, and this might be the longest kept job. I don't know how long I worked at Auntie Anne's, though.
Everything I bet it wasn't a year.
Yeah, because I quit to come to UNF.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know. But, yeah, all the other jobs that are, like, popping through my head, like, a couple weeks. And you hired me, Brent. How about that? Fun fact, Brent never saw my resume.
No, I don't look at resumes.
Never once. And here we are.
Listen.
He's regretting every minute of it.
He probably George O'Leary'd the resume and I still hired him.
I literally said, I did one internship one time. Brent's like, nice, nice.
Good. Let's go.
Good. Let's go. We need you. It's not that he wanted me, folks. He needed me. He had no option.
He needed me. I need you on that wall. Anyway, Casey, I was thinking of that, though. This is a perfect job for you. How long will you keep the job? Like, what's the over-under on you and the job?
You are never going to believe what I have to tell you in commercial.
Just kidding. That's fine. We got, like, 15 people on this stream that would love to do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I'm here. Over-under, though.
Hey, can you stay in a job for 3 years?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
But this one, the cool part about this job is it kind of evolves.
I like my job. I actually very much like my job. But it does evolve. Things have, since I've been here, I don't know if you've noticed, a lot of things have changed.
That's right. True.
Yeah. So
for the better.
Yeah. Continuously evolving.
I mean, you fired Austin, but outside of that. By the way, that was like great radio, right? It was like you added a sound effect.
I just dropped it.
That was natural.
Yeah.
What was that?
That
sounds like
thing?
A bottle cap.
I don't know what this is, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either.
Man, when people find out that's true, they're going to be upset.
So, anyway, we'll have some new stuff continuing to unfold. And
good
Aaron.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff, and then
people
Aaron.
Keep asking me, Aaron, is he joining the show? I said, yeah, he is, I think.
Who's asking?
I get asked these questions a lot, you know.
All right.
Who says? See, Steven's already got dibs.
And, I'm not surprised. It's a good gig, you know?
Great gig.
You do have to work with Brent, though, which
Casey Kurtz, not easy.
No.
Just ask anybody in the building.
It is not easy. Not he doesn't easy. Even have an office, old bum.
I know. I got to talk to boss man Jim about that. I need a status report. Status upgrade.
We can put you a chair in our office. Hey, Brian.
Like, how many dollars in sales do I need to bring in before I get an office? That'll be like, no, I gotta hit a goal. Like, I want to hit a goal. I try to do that this fall. Say, if I get to X amount, I get an office. Even if I don't use it. Just put my name on the door.
Yep.
Like we said last week, I just lock it.
There you go.
Doesn't have anything in it. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to know.
Nothing.
So, I might have to approach boss man Jim about that.
They're probably making you one right now. Jim's probably listening. He's out there. He's like, I'll get it.
He's coming
Jim
up.
Jim gets things done. I got an office. Anything can happen.
Hey, you know, we didn't get a chance. Real quick hitters here. Kyler Murray,
mm-hmm.
Huge contract.
I'm be honest with you, Brett. I'd rather start over.
You'd rather start over in Arizona?
To pay him the second highest paid salary from a quarterback? Yes. I think I would rather than pay him, whatever, 48 and a half, I think it was.
46 and a half.
46 and a half. I seriously think I would rather start over. Like, that was my very... When it came through, I was like... My first thought was, I was like, I think I'd rather draft somebody else.
I wouldn't.
I don't know, man.
But I said this. Because I'm not a Kyler Murray lover. Okay? I think he's good. I still just don't know. And last year was very disappointing. In the last half of the season, the playoff game was atrocious. Like, gross. Mm-hmm. It made me concerned. Should have made Arizona concerned. Wouldn't have made me open up the checkbook the way it did. You got to do business a certain way in the NFL now. And when you have a quarterback that you think is good, and they do like him. I've talked to people in that organization in the past, even going back a couple of years. Like, we think we got the coach. We think we got the quarterback. Like, they like him. And I'm not sure they have either, quite frankly. I'm not sure if I'm that high on Kingsbury, and I'm not sure I'm, like, that high on Murray. And so the simple question is that I ask, it's cool that they like him and they think they've got their guy. But I said on Twitter last week, I did it again last on the TV, 2.5 playoff wins. Would you go over under the next 5 years?
Under.
With Kyler Murray?
Under.
Under. Because keep in mind now, if you make the AFC Championship game, you potentially, that's two.
Yes, you could get.
I'm sorry, NFC. I said AFC.
The conference championship.
Blake Bortles has a couple wins.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, he does.
But he never got to three.
No. You can go on one run, or you can win a couple of games multiple years. I wouldn't, like, I don't know. He's going to have to change my mind, and I know you're in a tough spot there because if you don't have Kyler Murray, you have Colt McCoy, and your team's ready to win now. So I get all that. It's pretty much they had to do it. I just wouldn't have done it. Because to your point, you don't know what you have, and you don't know what you have in the coach. You're in a weird start-over spot to where you don't really have to start over. You get rid of the coach, you get rid of the quarterback, you still, yeah, I know, you need the quarterback, don't get me wrong. But the rest of your team's pretty solid.
Yeah, I think they're in a weird spot, though. They do, like, what's the future of DeAndre Hopkins? Is he on the downturn, or is there some issues there? He's also suspended for a bit. Is J.J. Watt back? Like, is he a factor anymore? Like, they lost Chandler Jones. So, I mean, I don't know where they are, quite frankly. They're not exactly where they were last year. So they might have to almost reload the roster and now build around the quarterback. Not yet. I think they're going to give it a run. I just think it's a tough game to play right now. This goes all the way back to the Bortles thing. Bortles' contract was not that bad, the actual contract. The idea of it was wrong. The inability to make a tough decision and move on, in hindsight, of course, was wrong. The money was not wrong. The problem with today's world is you've got to pay guys what the going rate is if you're not even convinced they're the guy.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo, for example, the going rate at that time was about $28 million for an upper echelon QB. It's jumped to $46 million over the last handful of years.
Yeah, but that's...
And Lamar Jackson's going to get the same.
He should get more, but yeah. I would pay Lamar Jackson more, but... Like, you kind of just brought it up there. Like, you look at their roster, like, I understand what you're saying, like, Hopkins, older, Connor, older, Ertz, A.J. Green. So, for me, they're ready to win, right? So, answer me this. Jimmy G or Kyler? Seriously, think about it. Think about where Jimmy G's got his teams. Would they trade him to Arizona? I don't know. But Kyler at $46.5 million a year, or Jimmy G right now with an older roster that you think can make a push?
The fact that I even hesitated, is your answer enough, maybe? Mm-hmm.
It is.
The problem I would run into is if Kingsbury's the coach, he's kind of this offense that he's established a bit with Murray in mind, and it's a totally different skill set at the quarterback position. But I think your point is a valid one. And it makes you wonder and think. And that guy, by the way, how many playoff wins does Jimmy Garoppolo have now? Five? Four? Five? Depends if they had won a wild card game way back. Like, I don't know.
They won the wild card game this year. So 1-2-3.
Went to the Super Bowl the 1 year.
Or 1-2.
So at least two, three. He's got at least three.
He's got at least five.
Oh, he's got at least five.
Super Bowl, and then they won two this year. They won the wild card game, and they beat Green Bay.
Yeah. What I don't know, if when they went to the Super Bowl, did they win three games to get to the Super Bowl? Right. I'm not sure.
So 4-5.
And I'm not convinced that Kyler Murray, by the way, given their division, given their conference in the next 5 years, is getting three. And, like, if you ask it in that way, would you pay a quarterback $160 million guaranteed over the next handful of years to get you two wins or less in the postseason?
No.
That's a tough one. But the bottom line here is the cost of doing business is really, really expensive right now.
That I agree
at
with.
The quarterback spot, and that is the cost of doing business, because what you have coming in after Kyler Murray might set you back for the next 15 years as a franchise, because you might miss and miss and miss and miss at that position. They think they've got something, and they might be right. He just hasn't proven enough for me to get that kind of contract. They avoided the soap opera, they avoided the drama. They might overpay. And that might be the cost of doing business in the NFL. We got to take a break. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. We'll be right back. We get back to the Jags football at 5 coming up. Football at 5 for the first time in training camp 2022. I catch up with Darius Williams, Super Bowl champ Darius Williams. That is on the way as well. It was hot out there at camp today, and you know what I got thinking? I need some iCryo in St. Johns County. I've been on the road a bunch over the summer. Got to get back to iCryo Pavilion at Durbin Park, and with the heat, I want a bad thing to cool off in the cryotherapy. But really, the science behind it is it's good recovery for the body, for football players, for athletes, for anybody. Really recover from your daily life. with iCryo in St. Johns County. And how about this? How about a group party special? You look for a unique bachelor or bachelorette party idea, fun way to spend a couple's night, or just a night out relaxing with a group of friends. Give iCryo a call, 904-513-8877. They have some really cool specials and a good idea. They have TVs in there, relaxing chairs, food, drink, and obviously lifestyle services like compression, red light therapy, cryotherapy, and more. Check it out at iCryo in St. Johns County. Elevate your lifestyle with iCryo at the Pavilion at Durbin Park. Brent Martineau, Casey Kurtz here on a Monday. Training camp day one in the books. New look on ESPN 690. Which way do you want me to go, Casey? This way. I'm going to go this way. I don't like this. He's telling me which way to go on camera. Now I got two Brents in the shot. But it's okay. Two Brents is better than one. Yeah, I'll go this way, Casey. Shouldn't we have done this in the commercial break? I love getting Casey all wound up. Hey, real quick, how about Aaron Judge? Oh, boy. How many home runs is Aaron Judge going to hit?
A lot.
He's got 37.
Yeah, 66.
Yeah, out of your mind.
What do you mean I'm out of my mind? He's at 37, and they just started the second half.
I know, but what's how many games are left? 70?
It's less. It's not really half. I would say it's probably like 55.
And he's been on fire.
Yeah.
So, and the caveat here, and I'm not hoping for this, seriously, I like Aaron Judge, but, I mean, he has had trouble making it through an entire season. So, I think we're looking at a 55 home run season for Aaron Judge. I'm big into the over-unders today.
You really are. You started betting or what?
Nah. I mean, I like to gamble.
Yo,
I've been buying a lot of lottery tickets and losing.
And when I said bet, I mean, you know, just... Decided.
Friendly wager.
Yeah, friendly wager. Who's going to win the MVP? I've already seen it, Brent. I know. I can't tell you, but I already know. Plus 3,300 odds. Oh, hammered it.
But you love Shohei.
So no, I'm talking, I'm talking football.
Oh, football plus 3,300.
Yeah, MVP. I've seen it. I know what happens.
It's none of the quarterbacks at that.
Oh, it's a quarterback.
It is a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Plus 3,300. It's easy money. Put $500 down, make $16,000. I've seen it, Brent.
$3,300, that's not that long of odds. So, I'm going to guess you're saying, what are you always leaning toward? It's not Sam Darnold, that's for damn sure.
It is not. This one's it's not out of left field, but it's out of left field for me. Actually, no, I like this guy. I've talked a lot about him.
Tua. Herbert.
Same division.
Josh Allen, Zach Wilson.
Division.
Say division as who?
As Herbert.
Oh, I thought you said Tua.
No, sorry.
Oh. Derek Carr.
I've seen it, Brent.
3,300.
I've seen it.
You and Devontae Adams think the same.
I've seen it. He has great numbers, low-key.
He does.
Four straight years of over 4,000 yards. Now you're getting Devontae Adams. Woo! I've seen it, Brent. 16K coming soon. Either that or I'm out $500. One of the two.
You're not betting $500 on that.
No, it's done.
Oh, you already did?
It's over.
I appreciate that. I like that. I can never, you know, I was thinking this because I saw there's some really good odds on, I mean, they got everything, right? And I was like, how do you bet on that? Like, where are some of those? Because those on, you got to kind of look for those, right?
Like the wild ones?
Yeah. Especially the, yeah, like the season-long ones.
Like Christian Kirk over under 87 catches.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to look for him. Actually, I think that number's like, by the way, the Kirk number's really low. Was it you that told me that?
Yeah, it was like 60-something. Somebody had put out there like 69 catches.
Yeah, I'm over.
And 930 yards and five touchdowns or something.
If that's a real line, I'm going way over 60.
You should. Must have got a raise this summer or something.
Me?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Going to club seats.
Oh, I did that.
$500 on Derek Carr.
Yeah, let me tell you what.
It's the Raiders, man.
You should see my credit card bill, bro. When they come to collect, I'm going to be like, hey, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Derek Carr's going to win MVP. Just wait 6-8 months.
Let's not talk about credit card bills.
You got a big one?
Oh, a big one. Kaylee's in California right now.
Oh.
That'll say enough.
She's spending.
Yeah.
Yeah, the difference is you can pay it off, though. I can't.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just hoping my parents are listening. They're like, ah, Casey's in trouble. Instead we should send him some money.
Yeah. There's a car.
I'll see you week 2.
We got to get this car fixed. No, you won't, because it'll be in Canton.
Ah,
you got 2 weeks to fix the car.
No, the car's going to be fixed next. Don't worry. Next week, listen, new tires, new battery, potentially new door, right?
Wow, that Hello. Credit card, man, they are scooping up on Hello. That. They are scooping up on that interest rate.
Well, I tell
Is
you
that 19.99% or something?
I tell you what, they are feasting off of my interest rate. I tell you what.
Football at 5, Darius Williams by over under 55. You say over 55 home runs for Judge?
Mm-hmm.
I say right about it, but I'm going to say under.
Let's bet on it. Let's put something on it.
All right, what? You come up. You got a few minutes to think about it. Yeah. Football at 5 coming up on the way, and whatever we're betting on, ESPN 690. It's a Monday. It's training camp. Woo! Happy football season, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.